couple of days later, and I don't know the date, but you can check that out. LBJ, Vice President Johnson, then flew in and landed the helicopter on the school grounds, which was across the street from the little hospital in Bonham. And he came over there, and there were a number of people in Rayburn's room that particular time. And Vice President Johnson went over to the bed, and he took Rayburn's hand in his two hands. And he said, "Hello, partner." And Rayburn was in a coma. He didn't respond at all. So the vice president leaned over very close to him, still holding his hand in his two hands, and said, "Hello, partner." And Rayburn showed no sign of recognition. LBJ straightened up, and he had the most grief-stricken look on his face. He was a shattered man as he straightened up. And as I was telling Ms. Johnson the other night, it was the first time that he had accepted the fact that he had lost Sam Rayburn. And the look on his face I never saw at any other time in his life. But he was a shattered man, and he sort of turned on his heel and walked out and got on the helicopter and went away. That was the last time he saw him alive.